frozen head man couldn't make me change my mind. If I had to make a choice between the deaf man and the blind, I know just where my feet should go, and that's just not for me. So I turned around and knocked them down and float across the sea. I hadn't traveled very far when suddenly I saw three small ships are sailing off towards a distant shore. And lighting up a cigarette, I followed in pursuit and found the secret cave where they obviously stashed the food. Well, even up my pockets, I even stuffed it up. Found a golden shrine. Laying down my treasures before the iron gate, quickly rang the bell, hoping I hadn't come too late. And someone came along and told me not to waste my time. When I asked him who he was, he said, just look behind. So I turned around and 40,000 headmen hit the turn, firing 20 shotguns each, and man, it really hurt. Luckily for me, they had to stop and then reload. By the time they thought that I was heading down the road. Heading down the road. And hit man on my trail. To know, can you tell me please? Who's the one?
Thinking of some of your purple berries.
Guess we've been eating them for 6 or 7 weeks now. Hadn't got sick once.
We'll probably keep us both alive.
On the water, very free and easy. You know the way it's supposed to be. Silver people on
going, going home on the south on my shoulder. The south set across the moon.
I learned something on the solos. It goes to C instead of A.